The Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, October 2nd, 2017. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. The bottom line, you know, I kind of got off on a tangent. Puerto Rico kind of picking up from last Friday, talking about what I expect to happen, what I expect to see, and people will eschew the things that I've said. The fact of history is that William Willoughby went to Puerto Rico 100 years ago, spent about 10 years down there, and William F. Willoughby, William Franklin Willoughby, and we don't hear about this. Why don't we learn about this? You look him up on Wikipedia, and there's scant little that you can learn about him. His Wikipedia entry has been whittled down. Often worked with his twin brother, Westall, William and Westall Willoughby. Just look them up. You can't find anything about them, but what you do find is interesting. So his Wikipedia entry has been whittled down to practically nothing. And it says William Franklin Willoughby was an author of public administration texts. Yeah, indeed, the author, the godfather of public administration texts. So that's the understatement of the century. Including works on budgeting. He often worked with his twin brother, Westall Willoughby. That's it. Then the section on biography. He was born on July 20th, 1867 in Alexandria, Virginia to Westall Willoughby and his wife Jeannie, et cetera, et cetera. Leadership positions, statistical expert for the U.S. Department of Labor, 1885, member of International Jury Awards, Paris Exposition of 1900, instructor of economics at Harvard, 1901, first director of Brookings Institution, which was then the Institute for Government Research, as I mentioned, treasurer, secretary, and president of Executive Council of Puerto Rico, of the island of Puerto Rico, appointed November 9, 1901 by President Theodore Roosevelt, 1901 to 1909. Assistant director of the census, 1910. Member of U.S. Commission of Economy and Efficiency in Government. Technocrats, remember? So Teddy Roosevelt sent him to Puerto Rico. Then all of a sudden, all of this efficiency and expertise, this technocracy that began with the Rhodes-Miller roundtable groups in concerted force and fervor. So a member of U.S. Commission of Economy and Efficiency in Government, and director of the Institute for Government Research, 1916 to 1932. And it's interesting, some of the publications they list, The Government of Modern States, 1919. The Government of Modern States. Government Organization in Wartime and After. a survey of the federal civil agencies created from the post from the prosecution of the war, 1919. Does this sound familiar? Do you understand what I'm saying? It's the handbook for what we got and the reorganization after the Reconstruction here in the States. But he went to Puerto Rico. He was sent there by Teddy Roosevelt, spent 10 years down there, cutting his teeth, refining these diabolical technocratic concepts, brought them back, and that became the book, Principles for Judicial Administration. So these two publications, The Government of Modern States and Government Organization in Wartime and After, a survey of the federal civil agencies created from the prosecution of the war. That's it, right there in a nutshell. And then the actual, again, the actual architecture was written about in Principles of Judicial Administration. And I talked about that at one point at length. I went through that for a series of weeks. I did some shows for months years ago talking about the administrative system and its mechanics and architecture. And I spent a considerable amount of time on William Willoughby and his book, 700 or 800 pages, Principles of Judicial Administration, and how he talks about basically implementing a police state in technocratic fashion, a control grid, technocratic control grid. Much of it is a panopticon concept in fashion. But it's interesting, of the publications that are listed in the Wikipedia entry, Principles of Judicial Administration is not there. Huh. Curiously absent. Funny that. So you have The Government of Modern States, published in 1919. Government Organization in Wartime and After, a survey of the federal civil agencies created for the prosecution of the war, published in 1919. The National Budget System with suggestions for its improvement, John Hopkins Press, which he worked through quite a bit, Johns Hopkins. Published in 1927. Financial Condition and Operations of the National Government, 1921 to 30. The Brookings Institution. And this was the groundwork for the other Rosenfeld, the FDR, of course, the FDR years. You had kind of these, a lot of these reports were cited in the early years by the FDR administrative progressive era architects. Financial Condition and Operation of the National Government, 1921 to 30. Brookings Institution, 1931. Again, at that time, it was still the IGR at that point. And then finally, the Movement for Budgetary Reform in the States, published in 1918. These are the publications, but if you do a search for William Willoughby, I just can't believe it. I can and I can't. The publication that he is most well known for is Principles of Judicial Administration. And isn't it curious that that publication is absent, both in a Google search, I guess not surprising, for William Willoughby, and also on the Wikipedia page. It's his magnum opus, published in 1929. Unbelievable. And sadly not so unbelievable, but shocking nonetheless. So, the point of all of this, of the, you know, coming out of the first hour, mentioning Puerto Rico, mentioning technocracy, mentioning eugenics, the title of Darwin's book, The Origin of Species, by means of natural selection, or what? Or the preservation of favored races in the struggle for life. What are the favored races? Do these people realize that endorse Darwin's Origin of Species? Do they realize? I mean, that's as racist as it gets. And Darwin was sort of soft-pedaling this stuff, but his cousin, I want to say, I should make sure I get that right. Charles Darwin's half-cousin. He was the ardent eugenicist. He was the one who was hard-pedaling. I mean, his Wikipedia entry says he was a pioneer in eugenics, coining the term itself and the phrase nature versus nurture. His book, Hereditary Genius, 1869, was the first social scientific attempt to study genius and greatness. This is where these inbreeders really, you know, he's from good stock. That's what eugenicists say. Who's to say? God, on the other hand, read the Bible, the disciples ask, Lord, why was this man born blind? Was it because he sinned or his parents? Bifurcation fallacy. It's either this or that. Jesus says, no, guys, it's not a bifurcation fallacy. It's not either one of those. It's so that the power of God could be demonstrated here today. Sometimes that happens. But if we listen to the technocrats and their scientism, science as a religion, their soothsayers of data, and all of this Pied Piper nonsense, which reminds me of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 11 and 12 in particular, I think. If we listen to them, then they'll say, hey, science can... Just like we're hearing, what was the latest commercial that I saw? And again, you just read Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, published back in 99, chapter 11, 2025 in particular, and you'll see, or excuse me, 2029, and what is that, 12 years away? Look what his forecast, which is actually a roadmap, is, because I mean, he's head of research over at Google, a guy who built a laptop in a briefcase back in high school in the 1960s. He's working on bringing his dystopic dreams, all of these things that we're seeing in the making and the remaking of the Philip K. Dick novels that we're seeing, like Blade Runner coming back out now. Total Recall was just remade not too long ago. All these dystopic novels. And by the way, aren't they always telling us this is a bad idea? Minority Report. It's a great idea, except look who's in control of it. And like Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote, the only problem is, you know, if we could just round up all of those people, future crime, genetic crime, all, if we could just round them up and put them on some island. But the problem is, the line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every man, and who's willing to cut out a piece of his own heart? But we hear, oh, well, you know, we can predict future crime. Facial recognition, biometrics, genetics, AI. The soothsayers of data will tell us we can eradicate crime. No, it's sin. It's sin. It's just sin. That's all. And like Solzhenitsyn said, the line between good and evil cuts through the heart of every man. It's sin. It's a, you know, if you want to call it a genetic flaw, it's sin. We live in a sinful, fallen world, a sinful, fallen state. Therefore, the only way to make any sort of inroads on that sinful fallen condition is simply as a new creature in Christ. That's all. That's the remedy. It's not scientism. But if we listen to these scientism soothsayers, they'll tell you that science will make the blind see, the deaf hear, the lame walk, the mute speak. Science can do all of these glorious things, but it's not to do all of those things. These blasphemies these lying signs and false wonders are only part of the conditioning to lead folks to the transhumanist and posthumanist movement. What does posthumanist mean? Wait till in the next 5 to 10 years you see people hacking their bodies. Hey, look, I 3D printed some wings, and with the help of some friends, I stuck them on my back. What? Wait until we see androids in sporting events and so forth. That'll be fun, won't it? So all of that was just to say, in the first hour, that was only just simply to say, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of the gaslighting. We hear a one-sided narrative. Anyone that says anything contrary is marginalized. Like I said, you see all of the foundations, the grants for, you know, you listen to NPR, PBS, or any of the public broadcasting, so-called propaganda is what it really is, the social engineering, and you hear, you know, this propaganda was brought to you by a grant from the Knight Foundation, the John and Catherine MacArthur Foundation, Ford Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. Not so much Rockefeller because they don't have quite the fabulous name they had when the original social engineering campaign was implemented. People have gotten a little bit smart, wise to that. You hear about all these grants. Where are the grants for the RBNs, the Republic Broadcasting Networks of the world? There should be as many or more of those as there are these public broadcasting propaganda outlet channels, right? You don't hear that. Anybody with a message contrary to the establishment narrative is marginalized. Case in point, folks like Victoria Jackson. She was popular on SNL 20 to 25, I should say. Watch the video on YouTube titled Victoria Jackson, Why Saturday Night Live 40th Reunion Cast Snubbed Me. She says it in a nutshell. She's been on RBN. The board op reminds me. Good show. You know, she says it. I spoke out against, I said, we should just play that clip. You know, she said, paraphrasing, she said something to the effect that she said, I made a comment that primetime TV should not have homosexual themes. There are children watching and it's brainwashing them. And, you know, anti-Christian things, you feel that they're discriminating against you because of your politics. And then she said, I don't know. She said, I'm not a liberal, so I'm not going to say, I'm not going to cry victim. But, you know, she says, I do say, it's interesting. But that's what she said. And you can't get away from this homosexual themes. And, I mean, she just said it. I don't think, you know, it's not good. Not to mention, speaking of the eugenicists and technocrats and, you know, Planned Parenthood, we'll bring that in. Remember the Jaffe memo? Homosexuality is a way to curb population growth. So the point, though, is the gaslighting that's going on. If you say anything, well, like what Victoria Jackson said, suddenly you don't show up on the 40th reunion cast of Saturday Night Live. Funny that. So there's Victoria Jackson. Pat Boone was one of the most successful recording artists of all time. You look on his Wikipedia entry, according to Billboard, Boone was the second biggest charting artist of the late 1950s, behind only Elvis Presley, and was ranked at number 9 in its listing of the top 100 top 40 artists from 1955 to 1995, 40 years, number 9 on that list. Boone still holds the Billboard record for spending 220 consecutive weeks on the charts with one or more songs each week. That's more than 4 years. Think about that. Who's heard of Pat Boone lately? hear about Elvis Presley. You don't hear about his, gospel moments. You don't hear about Pat Boone at all. And then, of course, the best example is Kirk Cameron, but I digress. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
...of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue, and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed, and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. We need to go to the phones here in a second, but hopefully this makes sense. This, you know, this gaslighting campaign is beyond ridiculous what we experience. And again, anybody that says anything to the contrary of the establishment message, if you speak out against homosexuality, it's interesting, or not even are not necessarily vocal, but just disagree. You know what I'm talking about. You listen to this network. The ridiculously overwhelming narrative that you're not only intolerant and insensitive and politically incorrect, but that's leading toward this extremist talk. You know, you might be an extremist all of a sudden. You're a racist, extremist, whatever, which is a convoluted narrative and talking points. But you see it every day. Like I said, folks like Victoria Jackson, Pat Boone, Kirk Cameron, obviously, Stephen Baldwin. Who hears about these folks? And you hear they're crazy. Oh, they're crazy. And while I don't agree with their politics entirely, how come we can hear from these other folks who I definitely don't agree with? Some of them seem more crazy. Look at their Twitter and Instagram profiles, especially the mind-controlled artists, music and entertainment artists, that even tell you. The Miley Cyruses and the Katy Perrys and so forth that say, I don't want to be controlled anymore. They're showing you and telling you. So we can have those folks paraded in front of our faces, but these other folks, well, they just kind of disappear. They get unpersoned in Orwellian terms, almost, at least in the media spotlight. You can't speak out against those things. Oh, my goodness. Haven't even talked about the Las Vegas situation yet and how ridiculous that is. I mean, it's a tragedy, and I don't want to minimize that, but I hope I can't wait for the 21st Century Wire piece on Vegas. Lone gunman, ISIS may be claiming responsibility. Stephen Paddock, 64, firing from his thousands of rounds apparently from his 32nd floor room. And had been staying there since the 28th, staying in Vegas since the 28th. And that makes sense because he lived 80 miles away in Mesquite, Nevada, and apparently was going through a divorce. So my question is, and of course, when his room was breached, he was dead alongside an arsenal of weapons. 10 weapons firing thousands of rounds, they say. Anyway. It's definitely a tragedy, and it's kind of like, you know, it sounds like a magic bullet scenario to me. There are reports of multiple shooters, as there always are. He was known to local authorities, as we always hear. It's ridiculous. It sounds like a setup. You know, were there psychotropics involved? Very curious. Anyway. Yeah, worked at Lockheed Martin, exactly, which has defense and intelligence community connections. Obvious, it's kind of like it's not even connections. It's hardwired to, welded to, the intelligence and the national military establishment, as it should properly be called, not the Department of Defense and CIA, et cetera. Remember what the National Security Act of 1947 created, an extension of the administrative hijinks. So, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, which I think, saying the gunman was a recent convert to Islam. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. But I think ISIS claiming responsibility is probably accurate. Because who is the grandfather of ISIS? The CIA. So anytime you hear ISIS claims responsibility for the attack, you should think, oh, the CIA. The CIA claimed responsibility for the attack. Got it. But I digress. We'll go to the phones after this break. Stick around. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
Back. So the one thing you come to, the one conclusion you come to, if you look at the Mandalay Bay incident in Las Vegas, is that you can't come to a conclusion. The facts don't add up. I mean, from the Daily Mail article, investigations are still ongoing and police have not yet determined a motive. Isn't that always the case? Isn't that always the theme? He did this. He fired thousands of rounds. 10 weapons and arsenal, and then he shot himself for no apparent reason. And he was not believed to be connected to any militant group However, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying the gunman was a recent convert to Islam. How is it that anybody knows any of this moments after the incident? Doesn't that make anyone scratch their head? Have you watched any of the Bourne series? I remember reading those back in the 80s. Robert Ludlum's Bourne series. The books are better, like books always are. But you remember the scenario where they just make up a terrorist, say he's from somewhere and attributed to some group, and then they, you know, there's the facial mapping and things like that. That technology exists these days. We've talked about it. I mean, TrueStream Media has done some great videos on that little bit of information all by itself. So none of this stuff makes any sense unless in the proper terminology. Again, watch Trevor Aronson's TED Talk titled "How This FBI Strategy Is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists." This is possibly a U.S.-based terrorist, the worst mass shooting since last year's Pulse nightclub incident, which was also very suspicious. How this FBI strategy is actually creating U.S.-based terrorists, which is a carbon copy, essentially, of the CIA's Operation Gladio and Gladio B efforts abroad, and some would speculate here at home. But I digress. I'm going to read a couple of things from Blackstone's commentaries real quick, going back to rights and the marriage contract, and we'll go to the phones real quick. So, you know, maybe I'll hold that. We'll just go to the phones. It's important stuff. You look at the rights of people and the marriage contract and what Blackstone writes, which is pretty self-explanatory, and then you wonder why we're all propagandized and bullied, but you don't really wonder. You know why. You listen to this network and this broadcast. So let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris. You know, something really interesting. Listen, the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay.
Yep.
Why couldn't it have been the 33rd floor? Why could it not have been the 5th floor? Wasn't enough elevation. What? And then thousands of rounds from a fully automatic rifle. And the shell casings were falling on the stage, 32 floors below, being shot apparently from inside a room.
Yeah.
Flying out the window, falling onto the stage with Jason Aldean. Now, you say, John, why are you looking at this so closely? Folks, I'm in Nashville. I know that the Nashville musicians are connected. They have all made their deals. They are, as crazy as it sounds, folks, you don't get rich down here without being very well connected, including the CIA and MK Ultra and all the rest. Look at this girl that I first seen at the age of 15, Taylor Swift, who was a beautiful young girl that wound up making her deal, and you see where she's going.
The Faustian bargain, as they say, which is no bargain at all.
Well, and it's real, and people don't understand that.
Yep.
Anyway, Mandalay Bay Hotel. Okay, what is the word Mandalay? Where does that come from? What is the etymology, Chris? I'll tell
you.
Would you believe Mandara, a nation, you know, around Chad, who is coincidentally, it's a Muslim nation who are schooled in the arts of ironworks, kind of like weaponry. And how do they know? Because they read the script. They know what they want you to believe, and we're so ignorant. And I don't mean stupid, folks. We're ignorant to the battle that we're engaged in. We have no idea, the majority of people, even in the patriot community that are fighting this battle, don't realize how much of a large, spiritual, satanic, Luciferian spiritual battle this really is. And we're watching the news, and we all know about 2014 and propaganda being legalized to use on the American people and the news media. This is another look. If I had a friend that got shot 3 times in the chest, I wouldn't be telling someone calmly, and my buddy got shot 3 times in the chest, and I had a guy bleed to death in my arms with no emotion, folks, no adrenaline, no nothing. And you're talking to the news because that's your job. You're the actor, but you're not acting very well. You're not convincing anybody with half a brain or a pot to take a leak in. You're not fooling anybody. And I guess I'm rambling, but it's so clear to me. I heard an interview this morning at about 4 o'clock. The news media was interviewing a guy from his hospital bed, guys, who had been shot in the jaw, speaking clearly without sedation and no slurred speech after being shot in the jaw, speaking as clearly as possible and enunciating and diction and clarity of mind with no pain medication, saying, well, they tell me I have a bullet lodged in my bone, in my jaw, and I'm going to talk to the doctors in the morning. Come on, really? And people are saying, poor guy got shot in the mouth, you know, but he's able to speak. He's able to read a script. To me, this whole thing is just, it goes right back to what God's word says, Chris, and I was so glad to hear you say it before. It takes a rebirth to get out of this stuff. It really
does. That's the only hope. That's the only hope.
Clearly, it is absolutely, you are a new creation. Old things pass away. All things become new. You're a new creature. It's a new birth. And I would beg people, if you think I'm being fanatical, hey, Paul said, call me a fool for Christ. I'm begging you. Look, these people will pray to sun gods. They'll call into Art Bell or George Norrie, and they'll tell them they were abducted, and they'll get out-of-body experiences, and they'll believe all of this nonsense. If you will sincerely ask the God of heaven, the creator of, and I don't even want to say the universe, because I'm not sure the universe exists, but if you'll pray to God to reveal himself to you, and you'll do it sincerely, he said, call unto me. If you'll call him, he'll answer, and if your heart is open, he'll move in, and things will change. It's not going to be perfect, but man, you'll have a peace, and you'll have an understanding. Because the truth really does set you free from all this nonsense. And that's what we need. That's what we need. I'm looking at what's going on here, and I'm watching Nashville being built up so that everybody in the outlying areas can move in. And, you know, move to town. We're building. $10,000 a month for one of their apartments on a high floor in one of these high rises. But come on, you know, it'll be part of the New World Order. And if you can't afford it, we'll take care of it. Don't worry. We'll supply all of your needs. And my son, Chris, to go back a few minutes ago, you were talking about the ability to give hearing and speech and eyesight. When my son was about 6 years old, we were told they needed hearing aids. Well, a doctor at the University of Michigan, John Kimmick, said, Mr. Dudley, there's my last name, folks, we have the ability to... Don't worry about your son ever going deaf. We have something we're developing. This is in 1984 or 5. Cochlear implants. We have the ability. Well, folks, if you can take science and technology and technocracy and anti-God people, and they can provide hearing, eyesight, and speech, what do you need God for? What do you need That's America what I, for?
Exactly. Lying signs and false wonders. Exactly. Where is God in that?
Because that's right. God has no glory. And right now people are going through all over, my family included right now, we've got cancer in the family with my in-laws. And you say, why? We've tried to do our best to serve God. It's the same thing for the blind man, for Bartimaeus, for the one that said, so that you may see that, you know, I'm able to not only forgive sins, or not only to heal, but to forgive sins. So it's so that God can have glory in it. And we've got to be able and be willing to go through the hard times, to go through the things that break our heart. If he has really changed my life, and I know he has, and I want to do whatever he has for me to do, if it hurts, hey, I'm not crazy about that idea. But if he went to the cross for me, then I can at least do whatever it is that he has for me to do while I'm alive. My time on earth is short. My home is not here. and we need to understand that. What are you going to gain if you're, you know, a rich country music star or Donald Trump or some billionaire? You have everything you want on earth and you die and go to hell. What have you gained? Nothing. You've lost the most important thing that you have. Anyway, I didn't mean to preach, man, but this is just another one of those things. And when you watch the news, understanding and having clear eyesight and clear spiritual insight and clear ears, then you realize it's all a game and there's absolutely nothing to worry about as long as your anchor holds.
Well, I appreciate your insight and your perspective, John, as always.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being there. Take care.
Yeah, you too. That's what it really comes down to. Again, the only remedy for the problems that we face is becoming a new creature in Christ. That's it. It just comes down to that. But that's the message that's always marginalized and swept out of the public eye or the spotlight. So a couple of things real quick. Not only, I mean, John mentioned as a result of the reworking of the Smith Modernization Act in 2012, the legalization of propaganda. Not only is it legalized, not only has it been
the funding
has been appropriated, but again, look up Operation Earnest Voice and see that the U.S. government is who conducts these astroturfing campaigns. Realize that it's the intelligence community that as it says, disseminates foreign propaganda that invariably works its way back into domestic audiences. But again, I digress. So a couple of things that I think are interesting. You know, this is purely conjectural at this point, but if you do a quick search for Las Vegas crisis actors, you'll find some videos that are going up, obviously, right now. And One of the most interesting videos, I think, is one that was published on August 22nd from a YouTube channel titled Secret Wars. And I don't want to get too conspiratorial, so to speak, but this is the title of the video is Crisis Actors Sought on Craigslist in Vegas for Dates of Mayweather versus McGregor Fight. And it includes a screenshot of the actual Craigslist post that says fun, engaging acting work in Las Vegas, $20+ an hour. Crowds on Demand, a Los Angeles-based public relations firm specializing in innovative events, is looking for enthusiastic participants in the Las Vegas area. Our events include everything from rallies to protests to corporate PR stunts. The biggest qualification is enthusiasm, a can-do spirit. Pay will vary by event, but typically ranges from $15 to $20 per hour, plus reimbursements for gas, parking, transit, etc. And for more information about us, please visit crowdsondemand.com. And that's a Craigslist ad from the Las Vegas Craigslist. And there's even a link in the video description to the original ad, which obviously, you know, now says this posting has expired, but it was a real posting. And you can see in the URL of the link, fun, engaging acting work. This was the Craigslist ad. So Crowds on Demand, looking for fun, engaging acting work, which includes everything from rallies to protests to corporate PR stunts. What do you make of that? The other entry that's interesting is a video titled Crisis Actor Expose. I think it's supposed to be expose, but it's Crisis Actor Expose. What hoax in Vegas stays in Vegas? Mandalay Bay shooting. And that's an interesting six-minute video you might want to take a look at from the YouTube channel From Death to Life. So it'll be interesting to see how all of that kind of plays out. But I want to go back to the phones here in a second. So again, not too conspiratorial, but you know, it's always interesting to see, again, when nothing adds up, except when you look at things through the lens of a false flag operation, then what conclusion can one come to? There's no motive. It doesn't make sense for a guy to fire thousands of shots into a crowd and then kill himself, except as a false flag operation, Gladio B styled event that will invariably be seized upon in ROM crisis of opportunities of crisis, Emmanuel fashion, to try to goad people into jumping into their kidnapper's lap to protect them. It's always the case. Look up Operation Gladio and the strategy of tension. That's what the strategy of tension is all about. And folks are saying, you know what, I never want to go out in public again. This is horrible. And so they'll be trying to embrace the next wave of security for a little bit of safety, but we'll have neither. See how that's working? The war on terror? But I digress. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Pat in Texas. Pat, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi. Well, I got interested to say a scripture. You know where it was because I've been on the phone. But it was... woe to you when women rule over you. You were talking about women there, and I started thinking about Ann Richards was our governor, and she was a lesbian, had a wife in California, quote unquote. And the mayor of we had a lot of trouble here. If you think this is trouble we've had out here, just think about the fact that it separated. And a big part of it to stay right over Houston. They had a gay mayor. And she tried to make the preachers submit a transcript of their sermon before they could preach it. Well, that didn't work. And the mayor they have now, he first formed a committee for human rights, whatever they call it. But it really was for homosexual rights, I'm sure. And he pointed 40-something people to it. So he's one of them that caused some of the trouble down there in the fact that he is who he is, but they put him in. See, when we vote in people in this country, we pay. And I know the Christians probably didn't pay like the others who are just in la-la land, but they got to wake up. You can't do it because judgment is here. It never leaves. But... I think it's hitting the places that voted for Ann Richards, voted for Hillary Clinton, and also that, you know, gay, homosexual, and they were, that's where the bathroom bill originated, down there, as I recollect. And one man saw what was going on because he heard a homosexual say, now we can go in any bathroom we want. So he made a video for TV, played it, and it showed this whole girl going in a bathroom and this big burly guy going right into the stall right after her, and it went black. Well, it was effective because the city council had voted that they could have that right to go in any bathroom they felt like they want to that day. Well, they made the city council rescind that, change that. That doesn't hardly happen anywhere, I can't imagine, you know. But the reason is because we don't do anything, you know. Guy can show you what to do, but he can give you the string beans, but he's not going to, you know, cook them for you.
Yeah.
I mean, we have to do something. And people are more interested in the boys and what the boys are doing and how about them Rangers or whatever, you know. And now look at them. And so the judgment is here, and judgment's good. And there is a scripture that says, until the desert becomes a wilderness, and the wilderness becomes a forest, and forest becomes a fruitful field, judgment will dwell in the land. I forgot where it was. I'm getting memory loss here. But, you know, it's here. But people say, oh, you can't judge. Well, I think God called on us to do that, didn't he? And that scripture that he had an aught with the land. There's no knowledge of God or something about judgment and justice. We're supposed to be calling for that. And only people calling for it, the communists, or like you said, the actors out on the street, Black Lives Matter, you know.
Yeah.
but we don't. You know, but I think when you step forward like John just did, and you do, righteous men are going to be the ones. I'm not saying that we shouldn't have women in Congress to clean up the mess, okay? That's a woman's job, clean up the mess, you know. But unfortunately, the ones up there now are making a mess, you know.
Yeah.
We have Connie Burton here who took that unrighteous Wendy Davis plays, and there's hope for people, you know, if we could keep her on the straight and narrow, just like she wanted to be, and she's done a whole lot better than, oh, I'm telling you, you know. And so I'm not anti-woman, don't get me wrong. I don't say women should wear long sleeves and long dresses and stay in the kitchen or whatever. I don't do that, but still, I mean, Deborah in the Bible, she was a judge who actually led the army and won, right?
Well, yeah, and she said, I'm not supposed to do this. This is not going to go well, but okay. Right?
Yeah, right. And so I'm not one of those people, but I think it's a sign of the times that we need to look for. Woe to
Absolutely.
You, women rule
Absolutely.
Over you, and children are your oppressors.
Exactly,
they don't rule
that's Isaiah 3:12.
Huh?
Yep.
Our children are oppressors. Drugs, please. You know?
Yeah.
Please. And of course, ladies do good things sometimes, you know. I like blue planets, like Johnson's wife, planet here in Texas. But you know what? I like Nancy Reagan's just say no to drugs, you know. Just say no. That's real simple,
yeah.
Right? You remember that.
I was...
But now
I was... When I heard that slogan, I always thought, you know, let's say yes to something, though. What are we saying yes to? Let's say yes to Christ. Let's say yes to the Lord and move in that direction.
That's
you know,
good. Take it.
No is just a vacuum. So what takes its place?
Oh, I see what you mean, yeah.
But,
well,
you know, to your point about the signs of the times, the verse is Isaiah 3:12, and the full verse in the NASB is, O my people, their oppressors are children, and women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you, lead you astray, and confuse the direction of your paths, which I think is substantiate your point.
What version is that Bible?
NASB?
Okay.
NASB?
I like
the other thing that I would add, you know, like you said, I always think of Hebrews 5:14. Solid food is for the mature who, because of practice, have their senses trained to discern good and evil. So to your point, we're supposed to be wise and discerning. We're supposed to have our senses trained to discern good and evil.
Well, you also have the Spirit.
Yep.
And the Spirit was, you know, and even bring the scriptures back to you with all my bad memory on things. I have a lot of hectic life here. I can still remember scriptures because the spirits bring them back to me.
Absolutely. The Spirit brings them back. Absolutely. It's a good point. We're out of time. Pat, thanks for your call. Thanks, John. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.